Hello there, my name is Gary Sims, and this is Gary Explains. Now, Qualcomm are pumping up the rhetoric, and they're claiming that during next year, they're going to release a Snapdragon processor that can compete with the best of Apple's processors. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Now, as you probably know, Apple has started to move away from Intel chips in its MacBooks and its iMacs over to chips it designed itself that are based on the ARM instruction set. And the M1 is the first generation of that chip, and we find it in the MacBooks and the recently announced iMacs. Now, of course, Apple has a long history of designing its own chips, and the iPhone, since the A7, has an in-house designed processor inside of it. Now, Apple can do that because they have an architectural license from ARM, which allows them to design their own clean room designs of processors, as long as they stick to the technicalities of the ARM instruction set architecture. Now, Qualcomm also sells processors that you find inside of the leading Android devices, and it too wants to make its way into this new laptop stroke desktop era that is coming about for the ARM architecture. Up until now, Qualcomm has been reliant on the CPU designs that it gets directly from ARM. It licenses them from ARM, and they are the cores that you find, for example, in the Snapdragon 888 and so on. However, things changed a little bit this year because Qualcomm bought a company called Nuvia. Now, I have a whole video here on this channel about that, but basically Nuvia was a company that was set up by some ex-Apple employees, some ex-Google people, and their aim was to design a processor that was good for data centers based again on the same ARM architecture. So they also had an architectural license from ARM, and they decided that they wanted to design processors for the data center. Now, Qualcomm bought that company for $1.4 billion. Now, Qualcomm are not in the data center, in the cloud processor kind of market. It did try at one point to get in there, but that's really not where it's going. So having made this purchase for $1.4 billion, what's it going to do with it? Well, it's been revealed it's going to put it into laptops. So I'm sure we will find this technology at some point in smartphones, but the first place we're going to see it is inside of laptops. That means it will be going head to head with Apple's M1 processor and with whatever comes after the M1 processor. Now, Qualcomm are fairly confident they are going to be able to design a laptop chip that beats Apple's offerings and therefore offers the best in class in terms of performance and the best in class in terms of battery efficiency. Now, the reason why they're confident about that is because the ex-Apple employees were actually the people that worked on Apple's chips, including on the M1 itself. Now, don't ask me about intellectual property and whether there are, you know, but let's just say they're using their experience of designing chips for Apple, and now they're designing them for Qualcomm. And of course, these laptops will be running Windows, specifically Windows 11, but not on an Intel or AMD processor, but on a Qualcomm processor, very much like the Surface Pro X is using a Snapdragon processor today. So what does that mean for the relationship between Qualcomm and ARM? Well, for the immediate future, as I said, not really much is going to change because 75% of Qualcomm's revenue comes directly from selling processors for smartphones. And certainly for this year, next year, and I'm guessing even the year after that, that's going to remain exactly the same. Even if eventually this Nuvia design does trickle down into the flagship devices, certainly Qualcomm will keep on using ARM's designs for its lower series, the 700 series, the 600 series, the 400 series, and so on. Also, here's an interesting quote from Qualcomm's CEO about its relationship with ARM. If ARM, which we've had a relationship with for years, eventually develops a CPU that's better than what we can build ourselves, then we always have the option to license from ARM. And of course, that's how it is when you're licensing designs. This year, maybe you want the design, next year you don't, or whatever. And that's certainly been true, for example, with ARM's Mali GPUs. MediaTek chips have used Mali GPUs, and then suddenly they might start using Imagination's Power VR GPUs, and then they switch back again to using Mali. So really, when you are licensing, you can pick what you want. Now, if Qualcomm think they can have a better laptop chip than what they can get from ARM, then they're going to go with that. One interesting question, though, is because Nuvia's background is trying to design a chip for the data center, for the cloud, are Qualcomm planning on getting into that market? The CEO said no, definitely not. However, they are open to licensing their cores to actually people who want to build processors for the data center. And that's really, really interesting, because that now means that Qualcomm itself could go into the IP licensing market, which is something it hasn't done up until now. Any technology that it's designed itself or acquired, it's used inside of its own products. So that means in the future, Arm will also be licensing its IP, but so could Qualcomm be licensing its own IP for Arm architecture type chips. So when are we going to see this amazing M1 beating chip? Well, probably it's going to be out to the manufacturers, that's its partners, the laptop makers, okay, sometime in the second half of 2022, so about a year away from now. And then of course we're going to see products actually for sale a few months after that. When it will be announced, not quite sure. They could announce it in the middle of 2022, or they could save it until they have their Snapdragon Tech Summit at the end of 2022, which means the devices would become immediately available at the beginning of 2023. However it turns out, it's going to be interesting to see somebody try to go toe-to-toe with Apple with its own in-house processors. Okay, that's it. My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. Please do make sure you follow me on Twitter at Gary Explains. Do subscribe to the channel, and I suppose, well, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.